All right. Now, I've got to stop and do something, having tried to prepare your hearts for that, and confess that we have to do something here that I absolutely hate. And I didn't make this situation, and I didn't create it, and I apologize that I even have to do it. But because of how prophecy has been handled and the debates that have raged, we have to stop just for a moment and talk about a subject that is not even addressed in this scripture. But every time this scripture is read, we debate about it. Let me begin by calling your attention to those words, "come up here." First of all, let's take a look, and I know that this is going to be hard for you to see, but looking up here, we'll talk about this in a minute. From the time of the cross, we're out here in, I guess, what we would call the church age. We're existing, coming to salvation. And the Bible, as we're looking at it this week, is going to talk to us about what is commonly referred to as the tribulation, a seven-year period of time. Now, the Bible actually doesn't call the whole 7 years the tribulation. It calls the last 3.5 years the great tribulation. And then after that, after the return of Christ, we know that the kingdom of God is here, and we'll explain all that later. But here is the big issue. There are those who believe that the catching up of the church and the resurrection or the second coming are two different things, and they separate that by calling one the rapture and the other the second coming. And there's great debate within prophetic circles as to where does this thing called the rapture happen. All right. First of all, just for your notes, we're talking about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 5, where Paul says that with the Lord, with the trumpet call of God and the voice of the archangels, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive and are left shall be caught up together with them. That is what they call the rapture. Now, a lot of people make a big deal about the fact that the word rapture isn't found in Scripture, and that's really neither here nor there, neither is the word Trinity. But that is the word that captures the idea of this catching up of the alive saints. Now, some people, like I said, want to separate that event from the second coming. Many place that event right here at the beginning of this seven-year period. Some people put it here in the middle, and some people put it here at the end. Those who want to put it here argue that these words that we have just read, "come up here," are hinting that this is the place of the rapture. The reason I apologize for this is because that is a long, long stretch. All right? And here's why. When we find something in Scripture, our first question is there a precedent for this somewhere else? And so what we have to decide is there a precedent in Scripture, a previous experience where someone was called up or taken up to receive revelation from God? And the answer is a resounding yes. And I've already described the first one. It is Moses being called up onto the mountain. And by the way, he didn't go alone. The 70 elders from Israel went with him. All right, that's the first precedent. The second precedent is when Paul makes reference, and he sort of does it mysteriously. Everybody tends to believe he's talking about himself, but he doesn't really want to come out and say that. He says, "I know a man who sometime in the past," and he says, "I don't know whether it was in the body or out of the body, was caught up into the heavenlies, and there saw things that he was not permitted to speak." Now, most commentators and scholars today, we believe that that's Paul talking about himself. All right? So what I'm saying is there is a precedent that God has caught people into the Spirit to bring this revelation to them. So because we have that precedent, we can't superimpose, and this is my opinion, we cannot superimpose an event there that is not described. All right? In fact, we would be hard-pressed to find that event described anywhere in the book of Revelation. But this is something that we have to, if you go out and you begin to study these issues, you're going to come across this issue, and Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1 is the first place you're going to come across it. Now, I might as well just go ahead and do this now. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 20, because I really don't want to do a rapture study. So I'll just tell you where I'm at, and you can argue with me later. Everybody has the right to be wrong. I'll let you. You know what my standard rule of thumb is? Even if I make you mad and you disagree with me, I'll still let you take me out and buy me a steak dinner. Because that's just the kind of guy I am.